I can't experience that just one time. You know, we need to bring multiple championships back to Baltimore. And, you know, like, people are going out of their way to say, you know, this isn't normal. You don't really make it to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row. Well, why not? You know, why not? And that's the way I'm approaching it. And, you know, to make it to the top, you know, that fast for 2 years, you know, being in the league and seeing the, you know, not necessarily just being about us, you know, making it, but the look on the faces of our city, the look on the faces of all those kids out there, you know, it's amazing.
It's a great motivator.
Oh, definitely. Our city, like I say all the time, like, we're a reflection of our city, you know, and our city motivates us.
Troy, your thoughts on your contributions and just your goals for going forward as a young player?
I mean, I think I was, you know, it's weird to say, you know, that was a huge piece of a Super Bowl championship team. You know, it's pretty weird, but, you know, I'm honored by it. I'm humbled by it, you know, being a part of this organization too. And, you know, anytime you had the opportunity to play at the highest level and win it, you know, it doesn't matter what your role is. And, you know, it's not just about us as players. Like I said, it's our fans. It's the firemen that work, you know, that we see in the facility every day. Our janitors, our cooks, you know, everyone. Like, it was a huge win for everyone, you know, and it wasn't just about us. And like I said, I'm excited to be a piece of the puzzle.
Do you feel like you can only scratch the surface? Do you feel like you...
Oh, as a player, I have a long ways to go, you know, and I'll never be satisfied. I'll never get complacent, you know. So for me, I'm going to work my tail off and have the best offseason I've ever had. You know, that's the way I approach it every single year. And, you know, when I reach, you know, where I want to be, the league's going to be in trouble.
Does it keep it real when you go into an auditorium or you sit in a classroom with kids eating cereal, thinking about where you were and where you are now?
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's an honor. You know, I'm definitely humbled and happy to be in this position. You know, these kids look up to me, and it's been players who I've looked up to as well. And, you know, to interact with them, I'm sure that brings a whole new special meaning. So I'm happy to be that guy for them and be a positive role model, you know, because being an athlete, it comes with it. It comes with the territory whether you want it or not, you know, and I'm one of the guys that embrace it, you know, and love being in this position.
You take a little time off now, but then you're right back at it?
Yeah, I'll probably take a couple weeks off of absolutely nothing, you know, but then I'll probably get back to it because we lost 2 weeks in our offseason, 4 weeks. Well, yeah, 2 weeks because we're in the Super Bowl. So, you know, my body, I had to let it rest, let it heal up, but, you know, hit it back hard.
Troy, they said it's hard to stay on top. They said that's even harder than getting to the top.
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't know, in football, I don't really look at it as like a boxer or a NASCAR driver or something where if you win it, then, you know, it's easier to do it again. Well, with us, we won it this year, but our team's not going to be the same. You know, new faces are going to be there, guys are going to be gone. So it's not the same in football. So not saying your expectation level changes, but the personnel is actually different. So it's going to be a completely different team, man. The goal in Baltimore is always to get to the Super Bowl and win it, you know, and that doesn't change. So regardless of who's in there, whether we had to call my little brother up from Virginia to play, you know, we're going to try to get to that same position and win it. And I think with the organization and the players we have, you know, the core, you know, guys like Joe, Ray Rice, you know, the defense as well, I think we'll be fine.
Good to be back and spending some time with your girlfriend and your dogs. I know you missed them when you were in New Orleans.
Yeah, man, I walked in. You know, I love seeing my dogs. Those are the only two guys that love me the same, win or lose. So, you know, I come in, their tails are wagging every single time. But, you know, I was excited about it. And, yeah, I feel like I need someone else to talk to because it's a little weird when you find yourself talking to your dogs like they're people when you're bored by yourself. But, you know, I guess I missed them all, and I'm happy to be home.